Hello, I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, The Funny Side of Life, Episode 21. Fun things to do at home during this coronavirus outbreak. How y'all doing on this beautiful Positive Thursday? As y'all seen, the introduction song was Happy by Pharrell. We have a lot to be happy about. Regardless, I know it's been a lot going on with the coronavirus and everyone being, you know, at edge, which me too. But who doesn't like the song Happy by Pharrell? That doesn't make you put a smile on your face. So anyway, moving forward, everyone, I have a question that I want to ask each one of you. How's the weather where you're at? Is it warm? Is it cold? Well, here in Philly, the weather is really nice. It's sunny. I think it feels like it's about, I'd say maybe about 65 degrees. I'm not complaining at all. I'll take it. Anything besides snow, I'll take it. Yes. And plus, you know, besides that, I think, what was the first day of spring? Supposed to have been, what, March the 21st? And I know it's different in each area as far as, like, the weather. So right here in Philly, like, you don't know what to wear. Like, one minute, you know, one minute is cold and one minute is warm. So that's why I still have my winter clothes out, because of the weather. The weather. Some of you who are parents and your kids been out of school for almost the last 2 weeks due to this coronavirus outbreak, I know y'all be thinking, super fine. I know y'all be thinking, man, I can't wait till school come back. Like, get these kids out of here. I've been thinking the same thing with my son. It's his last year of high school, and I don't even know if they're going to have a prom or if they're even going to have, you know, graduation. I know that's like for a lot of schools. So it's like, I just pray that this coronavirus thing gets, you know, God touch it and it goes away. You know, I just pray that it goes away. I have a joke for y'all. Listen to this, y'all. This is so funny. I want y'all to laugh with me because laughing is really good for the soul. Listen to this. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Coronavirus, please, please go away from all of us. I wanted to make y'all laugh, especially with all the issues right now that's going on. And, you know, many people in everyday life have been, you know, everybody lives has changed, you know, dramatically. Abruptly a change due to this coronavirus and everything, you know, being shut down. And you know, and then I pray for those who's out of work right now. I pray that soon that everything get restored for you, and also other people as well too that may have been affected by the coronavirus. I pray that God put his hand on you and heal you and to protect the rest of us as well too. Now moving forward, everyone, for all of you that have been stuck in the house, you know, because all the restaurants and the malls been closed down, and I know y'all probably been glued to the TV, snacking, eating everything in sight, I have a list of fun things y'all can do at home. Since, you know, we are all is shut down, you know, there's nowhere really to go. So why not create your own fun in your own home? And there's so many different fun things that y'all can do, and I want to share with each one of you. We're going to have some fun, y'all. And the number one fun thing that you can do at home that I have is gather up some favorite pictures, new or old pics, make a picture collage using multiple colorful paper, get some glue, and you can, you know, put the picture that you want on a paper. If you don't have multicolor paper, just use a plain white piece of paper, and it'll look fabulous. You know, you can create it just like you want it. I think that when I love doing picture collages. Collage. I have a lot of pictures in my bin at home. You know, like pictures from back when I was in high school. And from when my kids was a baby and from when I was married before my husband died. I got pictures of that and a lot of old pictures. And I started doing a collage book last year sometime, but I kind of like stopped. But I think doing picture collages is good for the mind, and that also makes time go by fast. So the number one thing I have for fun things to do in the house is make a picture collage. Number two, bake some homemade chocolate chip cookies. Yum, yum. And to add on a little extra more of a sweet taste, throw some sugar cookies in the oven with those sweet chocolate chip cookies. So you'll have a variety, because I know that, you know, there may be people who have like multiple people in your household living with you. They have big families. Everybody can, you know, have their own taste of which cookie they want, whether it's sugar cookies or chocolate chip. Or just all both chocolate chip and sugar cookies, being greedy. And then to make it even more fun, I'm talking really fast, everyone. You know how they have them like contests where people be eating food and they time them, they be eating all these different food. I remember I seen this hot dog eating contest, and this lady, I think she was so skinny. I think she ate over like 50 hot dogs. I think like 50 hot dogs. 50 or 20 hot dogs in less than a minute. So, wow, that's crazy, right? So why not have fun while eating your sweet treats? Like you and your family, y'all can get together, right? And y'all can time whoever can eat the most cookies at up to a certain time. Like time it, and then whoever eat the most cookies, you know, at in a faster time. You know, I guess y'all can make up your own little twist. Like, you can win this prize or win money. You know, just have fun. And just think about that, right? Y'all bake a whole bunch of cookies. And then the person that won the contest, or the person that won the contest, that ate all them cookies, they have a stomach ache. And then, not only do they have a bad stomach ache, they use up all the toilet paper. Because, you know, toilet paper have really been... You know, you can't even find it now in the stores. So they use up all the toilet paper. And now you're out of toilet paper. Like, what do y'all want to do? Use paper instead. Ew, that's gross, right? Or use a rag. All right, y'all. Let me. I'm silly. I like to act silly, y'all. Sometimes, like, I do come off at times, like for my family that really knows me personally. And people that I consider close as my friends. You know, they know me, but for those who don't really know me like that, I do have a silly side, and I can be really silly at times, really silly and funny. Yes, I can. And I know some of you who are mini comedians, y'all can be funny as well too. I love to hear jokes. I love comedy. I really do.
As many of you listeners been home, what kinds of fun things y'all been doing since y'all been home? You know, I'm truly grateful that, you know, I've been able to go to work, but also I've been reflecting, thinking about other people that, you know, that been out of work and not having a job, and just how blessed I am. Fun thing number three to do at home: have a nice glass of wine and listen to some nice music. You can have your own party of your own. La mujer me la como el vapor en la playa bañado en sudor. Los bikinis te quedan mejor, tú eres mi amor. Me some reggaeton. I love me some good music, y'all. Just think, you having your drink, you in the house, you know, sipping on whatever you like, and you get in your zone. I know I'm not the only one, and you just put on that music you like, and you just start dancing. Even if you're not a dancer, you just become a dancer. You just know you that, you know. You that ish. Let me stop. But you be jamming, right? You be in your own little zone. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Dancing is good for you. And it's good. It's fun. It takes you off, takes your focus off any negativity or anything you may be going through. And it makes you smile.
Do at home number four. After you had your drink, feeling a little tipsy, and you decide that you want to turn into a big kid, right? You turn into a big kid after you're a little bit tipsy, after you have your drink, and you play on people's phone. And let me tell you, this is how it's going to go down. Hello,
it's me. Hello.
Hello. And then you say hello in a different voice. And to that point, right, then the other person say hello. And then they figure out you're playing on their phone. And then they cuss you out. And then all you hear is a boom. OMG. Funny things to do at home. For those of you listeners that have a significant other, you can paint each other nails or toes. That would be lots of fun. Hey, ladies, right? For those of you who have husbands or boyfriends with hard feet, on top of that, and stinky as well, I know y'all going to put a mask on your face. ASAP, who want to smell that? Somebody help me. help me. I don't want to smell them stinky feet. That's funny. That is so funny. Home number 6. Have a talent showcase with each one of your family members that live in your household. And they do their talent, whether it's singing, dancing, or whatever they like. Dancing, or whatever they may choose to do to show their talents. Fun things to do at home. Number 7. Do house chores. Organize, declutter all everything in one. That would be super fun. You know, now like the time is time is winding down, and I know a lot of people have a lot of time on their hands due to being home. So why not declutter and get rid of all papers and documents, or even organize it? I think organizing and decluttering make their life a lot easier. I really believe it. That's what I've been doing. I had to buy me a shredder so I can shred some of these old documents that I have. Fun things to do, number 8, catch up on your favorite TV shows and watch some new ones that you want to see. And of course, don't forget that popcorn. Pop, 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 pop. And why not add extra butter on that hot, tasty popcorn? And speaking of pop, my favorite popcorn is kettle popcorn with Shaw's. So anyway, y'all, I've been home, even though I have been working. You know, I work in a hospital as well, besides doing this podcast. So yes, it was the day before yesterday, I was able to catch up on a couple shows that I like. I really don't watch a lot of TV, but when it's something that I really enjoy and like reality shows, not reality shows, but like certain shows. Like, I watched a show, it's called Ruthless by Tyler Perry. I watched the first 3 episodes, which was already, you know, that was already out up on BET. So I checked that show. I was hooked, y'all. I was so hooked. That's the kind of shows I like. Shows that have me not wanting to stop watching it. You know, like exciting drama. And that's the kind of shows I like. So if y'all want to check out the show Ruthless by Tyler Perry, go to BET. Y'all can see it for yourself. All right, y'all. Moving forward. Time is flying. You at home, number 9. For you gym buffs like myself that's used to going to the gym, there's many fun different exercises you can do at home, like running up the steps, running up and down the steps like you're being chased by a pack of wolves. But on a serious note, a lot of gyms have been recording like exercise class live, like on Facebook Live. Like my gym, I go to Fitness 19. So they've been recording like live exercises that people, like they've been doing, like the instructors that you can do from home. So if y'all have a gym and y'all, they've been recording, live exercise classes, y'all can try that out. And just different things. But I was thinking about this, everyone. After everything clear out with this coronavirus and everything, and everybody get back to their normal lives, people gonna be, you know how people get all bulked up, you know, like with the muscles from the weights and stuff, from people eating, some people's stomach gonna be all big, their arms gonna be flabby, they gonna be all bulked up from all the junk food, like cookies, cake, fried chicken, baked chicken, seafood, you name it. They're going to be bulked up from all the overeating. But that's okay, though. You know, because that's what happens, you know, when you're at home and you have nothing else to do. Or if you do have something to do, or you have some downtime and you just have a little snack in here and overdo it sometimes. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. Because I know I gained at least a couple pounds. But, you know, I'm getting back on track. Trying to, but I am getting back on track. But I like my little snacks here and there. I can't lie about that. Fun thing to do, number 10, at home. You can't go wrong with playing cards. And for some of you listeners that like to play cards for money, and also your family, you know, you can play cards with your family. You know, you go right ahead. You know, I'm not mad at y'all. On my dad's side, they was card sharks. We would have our family functions like birthday parties and dinners, and they would always turn into a card game. Okay, moving forward. So since everything been shut down, what kind of indoor fun stuff? I know I asked like fun things at home, but like what kind of games and stuff do y'all like that y'all been playing at home? Like, I would like for y'all to send me an email or a message on this after this podcast and tell me what kind of fun, creative games y'all been playing with your family or even by yourself. Number 11, fun things to do at home. Get your freak on. Of getting your freak on. Who's getting their freak on tonight? I know I'm not. I don't have nobody to get my freak on with, y'all. OMG, let me stop. I'm single, you know, but, you know, I'm waiting for that right one. Been patient, being patient. Yes, I am. Patience, patience. Patience is a virtue. That's an old saying. 12, number 12, fun thing to do at home. Read a good book. They have so many good books that you can read. That's either online or either you can listen to the audio, they have audio books. So for those of you, that don't like reading, but y'all like to listen to audios, they have that as well too. Number 13, fun thing to do at home. Working from home, I know, you know, it can be a lot of fun. And it's a blessing because there are many people who are out of work. But for those who are just working from home and still making that green, you should have a smile on your face that's priceless. Number 14, do I have any parents tuning in today that have kids at home that's in school and is closed? I know that a lot of teachers from a lot of the different schools, they gave out, they assign like some students to online assignments, I guess, so they can get like extra credit, you know, for their work, you know, while they out. And for those of you that have seniors like myself, a senior, my son, he's in 12th grade and this is his last year. So I don't even know if they even going to have a prom or a graduation. So I guess we have to see what happens. So getting back to what I was saying, so for our kids that's at home, we could just put these kids to work. Not only have them do their schoolwork, but also have them do some house chores. But fun things for them as well too. We can have them do like color or paint, clean their room for fun, which a lot of our kids don't like. My son don't. Play board games that the whole family can be a part of, like Uno, Connect Four, Candyland, Monopoly, Charade. Fun stuff that we did growing up, like the old games, like old school games that's still, you know, popular today. I mean, you cannot go wrong at all. And then they have online games that you can play. If you don't have any board games at home, they have games, fun games for families that you can play online on your phone. They have like word games, Wheel of Fortune, even like the games that I mentioned, they have it online too. So technology today is something. It really is. It has come a long, long way. Thing to do at home, number 15, reflecting and thinking about your goals, things in your life that what you want, and most importantly, letting go of any past hurts, and to sum it all up, a full body cleanse. Number 16, fun things to do at home. Party, party, party. Yes. I'm going to go into a brief commercial break, everyone. This commercial break is brought to you by Zori Flower Healthy Food on the Go. Check out Zori Flower Healthy Food on the Go every Wednesday. Check out Zori Flower YouTube page, Zori Flower 8 Instagram, and Zori Flower at Twitter. Let's get healthy together. I just wanted to say, everyone, is that although all this everything that's been going on with the coronavirus outbreak and families being at home and being restricted to go, not to be able to go to certain places, I believe and I think that it's a good thing for right now, because it's bringing more families closer together. And also, we're seeing, a lot of us are seeing life differently, how things can just change very dramatically without even, you know, things unexpectedly. And, you know, I want us to say this also. Since this coronavirus outbreak happened, it made me think about how I see life and different things and being prepared for certain things, even though some things we have no control over. And it makes me even also realize how life is so short and how we have to cherish every moment like it's our last. Enjoy life and live and laugh and not hold on to grudges with certain people and let go certain things. Even though I know some things is easy, said and done. Because I also been going through my own process of letting go and forgiving others. And I have. Because I'm ready to go on to this new chapter. But life is unexpectedly. And family is very important. Faith is important. Having fun and enjoying life is important. Inspiring others with words and kindness, even if it's just one person that you can put a smile on their face, because you never know who life you make and change. And since I've been, you know, although I've been working and also I've been home, because I'm kind of like more like a homebody anyway, I've been doing a lot of thinking about different things and how I'm going to go about certain things as far as with, you know, personal things I've been working on within myself. And just seeing life and things in a different way. And how some things is a, how also it's important to have things in order. Like, you know, with all this went down when the coronavirus, everybody was running to the markets, getting toilet paper and, you know, it's personal things that we may need. And I don't know if you ever heard of that show, Extreme Couponing. I used to watch that a lot. And I never forget this one lady. She had this in her garage. She had pantry fulls of toilet paper, paper towels, canned goods, everything. And she was saying, they was asking her, why do you have all this stuff? You know, you're getting all this extra stuff. And people was looking at her like she was crazy. But that lady, she's good. She don't have to run out and get personal items that we all took for granted that we had to run out to the store and get. So point is that I'm saying is that we can't take things for granted. The small things. You know, things that we think is going to be here might not be here today. But I just want to also say is that I am super happy to know that this Positive Thursday have inspired each one of you. And I will, and please share this podcast with others, because there is powers in the numbers. You can connect with me at Zoe Flower YouTube page. Please subscribe on my YouTube page, everyone. I really would gladly appreciate that. And you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Zoe Flower Twitter. And I'm on Instagram. I'm Zoe Flower 8 Instagram. Send me a message on this podcast and give me some feedback of what you think of this podcast. And I would love to hear future podcast ideas. And you can send me a message on here as well, too. And you can email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com. God bless each one of you. Be safe. And I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday, y'all. God bless y'all. Have a good one. I should probably warn you, I'll be just fine.
waste your time. Here's why. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
That's what you want to do.